Families have a lot of questions right now about how much help they'll get paying for college. These are questions that school financial aid offices cannot answer. That is because this year's free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, it's months behind. And to make things worse, the U.S. Education Department made a $1.8 billion mistake that would have especially hurt lower-income students. The Ed Department now tells NPR in an exclusive it will fix this mistake soon. NPR's Corey Turner has the latest on that fix and why it matters.
The FAFSA is brand new this year because Congress passed a law telling the Education Department to redo it. The idea was to make it easier to fill out and to give more families access to federal student aid. Families like Myrna Aguilar's.
I am a single parent. In addition to my son, my mom lives with us, so we're a multi-generational family, which is awesome.
Myrna's son, David Thornton, is studying mechanical engineering at Cal Poly Pomona in Southern California, where he just finished his first semester.
It was fun. There were a lot of events that I really enjoyed. My classes were very interesting. Stressful, but interesting.
And he got lots of help paying for school, including a $1,500 Pell Grant from the U.S. government. Pell Grants are for lower-income students and don't need to be paid back. And that's important because after David filled out the FAFSA this year,
it was on January 7th,
the Education Department sent him an email with a surprise.
Based on the eligibility criteria, you don't appear to be eligible for a federal Pell Grant.
It said he's going to lose his $1,500 Pell Grant next year.
That actually is the equivalent to an extra mortgage payment. That's, you know, inconvenient.
Myrna says it won't keep David from returning to Cal Poly, but she'd love to know why it happened. And so would David's school.
We're in a situation where we really can't help students or their families. Mm-hmm. They're getting some information from the Department of Ed. We're not.
I called Cal Poly Pomona's financial aid office for David, and I talked with Charles Kahn, one of the school's top administrators, and he said because of all of these big FAFSA changes, the Ed Department's really behind this year, and it's saying schools won't be getting financial aid data for students like David until the end of this month at the earliest.
And it really cripples our office and our ability to fulfill our role, which is to help students and their families make sense of all of this.
Looming over all of this is the mistake we mentioned in the intro, the Education Department's FAFSA math for deciding how much aid a student like David should get is wrong. The department didn't take into account the high inflation of the past few years.
The polite way to say it is, wow. I mean, I was shocked.
Brad Barnett is financial aid director at James Madison University in Virginia. Why does this mistake matter? Well, it may explain David's disappearing Pell Grant. For several months now, experts have voiced concerns about this mistake, making some students and families appear like they have more income than they really do. And that could mean they get less financial aid than they're entitled to, by law. Again, Brad Barnett.
I get that there's complexities in building and programming a new system. Okay, but forgetting to put the right numbers into a table that now has created all of this consternation and delays really surprised me.
Just a few hours ago, as this story was being finalized, the department confirmed to NPR that it will make this fix this year, though it could not provide details on how or how quickly the fix would be made. If left unfixed, the department said the mistake would have cost students $1.8 billion in federal student aid. Before this confirmation, I spoke with a dozen financial aid experts and administrators across the country at schools big and small, public and private, to hear how they think the department should go about this fix. And Karen Krause, the director of financial aid for the University of Texas Arlington, summed it up this way.
I don't know what the best option is. None of them are good.
Option one, the Ed Department can try to fix it quickly before it sends any student FAFSA data on to colleges. The problem with that option is even a quick fix will probably take time. And without that data, schools can't even begin to come up with financial aid offers to finally send to families.
It's nausea-inducing, actually.
Christina Tangalakis manages student aid for Glendale Community College in Glendale, California. She says option two is the department's fix takes long enough that it has to go ahead and send colleges FAFSA data it knows is wrong, but promises to update it as soon as it can. That way, colleges can at least give families something, a kind of starting point. But Tangalakis worries for some lower-income students, those preliminary award letters would be too low.
Well, how many students will be discouraged by what they see on paper and not even attend?
I heard this fear a lot.
Our students absolutely are relying on this.
Scott Scarrow is financial aid director at United Tribes Technical College in North Dakota. And he says tribal colleges will be hit especially hard by this uncertainty because more than 80% of their students are eligible for a federal Pell Grant.
They may just go find some low-paying job that's going to pay the bills now, and they'll just give up on school.
I heard the same from Robert Muhammad, director of financial aid at Howard University.
Some students may truly feel defeated and decide not to pursue their education at this time.
And while the education department tells NPR it will fix this mistake this year, it did not clarify which of these options it might use. As for financial aid folks, most told me they want the department to hurry up and make this fix now, before any award letters go out. Is that realistic? Christina Tangalakis at Glendale Community College says realistic shouldn't really matter now.
You know, when we were headed to space, Kennedy said we do things because they're hard. This is something hard, but it's necessary.
Many students have just over 3 months left before they're expected to commit to a college. But colleges say, best case, it will still be weeks before they can begin sending out financial aid offers. At this point, for families, schools, and the education department, the clock is ticking. Corey Turner, NPR News.